We continue today in our study of the Lord's teaching.
今日我哋继续睇神嘅话语。
In Matthew chapter 10,
就系喺马太福音第十章
，verses 26 to 33，
就系由廿八章至到三十三章。
Verses
26 to 33. Oh, 就系由二十六节至到三十三节。
Matthew chapter 10:26 to 33.
马太福音第十章第二十六节。
As we continue week by week studying what the Lord Jesus is teaching us.
我哋都系一个星期咁样嚟继续查考神嘅话语。
And I ask our brother to read it for us here in Chinese.
我哋系首先系用中文嚟读一次。马太福音第十章第二十六节，圣经系咁样记载：所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。我在暗中告诉你们的，你们要在明处说出来；你们耳中所听的，要在房上宣扬出去。那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。两个麻雀不自卖一分银子么？若不是，你们的父不取，他们也一个也不能掉在地上。就是你们的头发也都被数过了。所以不要惧怕，你们比许多麻雀还贵重。凡在人前面认识我的，我在天上的父面前也认识他，凡在人面前不认我的，我在我天上的父面前也必不认识他。
The parallel passage to this, which we shall not read, but just for your information, is in Luke chapter 12, verses 2 to 9.
系同呢一节经文系有一同意思嘅，可以喺路加福音第十二章第二节至到第九节嗰度可以揾到。
Now last week, we studied the difference of the Christian from the non-Christian.
上一个星期我们是看到基督徒和非基督徒的分别。
And we saw that the difference is so great as to be the difference between the sheep and the wolf.
在上一个星期我们看到基督徒和非基督徒是有很大的分别，他们的分别就好像一个羊和一个狼的分别一样。
We saw too that the meaning of what it means to be a sheep.
我哋系睇到一个羊嘅意思系点解
？We saw that being a Christian is to change so completely in character that we become like sheep in character。
一个基督徒系一个好大嘅转变，我哋嘅转变就好似我哋成为一个羊咁样嘅圣洁，同埋有好似羊咁样嘅模范。
We saw that a sheep is something that lived for others, that lives for others.
我们看到一个羊，它的特性就是它们是一同这样的生活。
It is offered up in sacrifice on the altar for the sins of the people.
好像在旧约我们都有看到羊是为有罪的人而成为一个活祭。
It is there to feed the people in their daily, necessities.
羊亦都系成为人哋每系人类每一日嘅食物。
The sheep provides milk, it provides meat.
羊不但只俾我哋肉，佢亦都系俾我哋有奶。
It provides warmth for the clothing, the wool.
佢亦都系俾我哋有一个好和暖嘅衣服。
It provides the leather for your shoes for almost everything that a person needs.
羊嘅皮亦都系可以成为鞋，亦都系成为我哋日常生活之中好多需要嘅嘢。
The whole of the lamb, the whole of the sheep, is there to live for others, both spiritually in the sacrifice for sins as well as materially.
一个羊嘅特性就系有佢供给我哋一切日常生活所要嘅嘢嘅食物同埋衣服，佢亦都系为一切有罪嘅人而牺牲。
And we saw that the wolf represented the whole character of human society today.
我哋睇到羊啊，我哋睇到狼系代表咗今日人类。
We often like to speak of human society in which is 大鱼吃小鱼, the big fish swallows the small fish.
我们是看到今天人类的社会是有一个大鱼吃小鱼的情况。
Where it is power, worldly power, that is the thing that counts in this world.
在今天的世界里面，如果你有能力的话，你就会成为一个很有权威的东西。
And so we saw that the wolf represents worldly power.
我哋系睇到嗰只狼系代表呢个世界上面所有嘅能力。
But the sheep represents God's power.
我哋亦都系睇到一个羊系代表咗神嘅力量。
We saw that when we are willing to become sheep, then God's power is going to work through us to change others.
我哋亦都睇到，如果我哋有心接纳神嘅能力嗰阵时，神就将我哋改变成为一个羊咁。喺咁嘅情况之下，我哋就可以接受神一切俾我哋嘅能力啦。
Now from verses 17 to 23 in this passage is in fact a prophetic passage. The Lord Jesus is prophesying concerning the future.
在这里，在马太福音第十章由十七节至到廿三节那里，我们看到神在这里是有一个应许，是一个未来的应许。
Telling us that when we are Christians, when we are willing to be sheep, we are going to suffer many things.
这里神告诉我们，如果我们要成为一个基督徒，成为他的儿女的话，我们就要为很多事情来受罪。
But that God's power is going to work through us.
但是神的力量会在我们的身体上面显露出来。
Precisely in that suffering.
就是在这个受罪之中，神的力量就显露了出来。
And the Lord Jesus said to them, you are going to be taken before governors and before kings to testify of me.
在这里神也是告诉我们，我们 会被政府的官员或者政府有力量的人拿去 会来 审查我们、
including kings, that's 王、
就算是皇帝也是会可能会捉了我们去。
And we find that had happened exactly to Paul. He was testifying before governors and kings.
我们也是看到保罗也是一样，他被皇帝和政府有权力的人是捉了去要做神的见证。
And who knows that if you and I are faithful to the Lord one of these days, we also will be testifying before governors and kings.
我都是很怀疑我们会不会是有一天都是会被皇帝或者是政府上面有权力的人捉了去来审问。
And the Lord Jesus says, don't be afraid of what you shall say to them.
所以主耶稣基督对我们说，我们不用为我们要跟他们将会说什么的事来惊慌。
Because the Spirit of God will speak through you.
因为神的灵会在我们的口中来讲出我们要所讲的东
西。And that means many people will be changed.
就是这样的意思，就是这样的缘故，很多人都会被我们的缘故来改变了。
Just like the governor of Cyprus was, the governor of Crete was saved through the preaching of Paul.
好像也是保罗以前也是一个这样 的情况。有一个地方的官员捉了保罗去，但保罗讲出了神的话语，而这个这样的政府官员也是被保罗而传。完全咁样改造咗。
And Paul goes on to say, you will continue to be persecuted until the Son of Man comes.
所以保罗喺呢度同我哋话，佢话我哋一路都会系受迫害，直到人子第二次嚟到呢个世界嘅。
When the Lord Jesus comes again,
当主耶稣基督再嚟嘅时候
，He says you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man has come.
佢话喺主耶稣基督第二次嚟到呢个世界上边，你哋唔会行运。耶路撒冷每一个嘅城，唔会行云以色列每一个嘅城市。
Now to expound this passage, and in its precise meaning will take me the entire service.
我哋要睇呢一段经文嘅全部意思，会可能用晒我哋今日整日嘅时间。
But we are going to leave this until a future date.
我哋会将呢个问题放低，而直到以后嘅日子里边。
When we come to the Lord's teaching about the last things.
当我们看神的话语是有关最后一件事的话语的时候，
All I can say at the moment, is to tell you simply this, that what the Lord Jesus is saying is, just before his coming, there will be a time when the gospel will be preached throughout Israel.
在这里我们只会看到，当主耶稣基督说他第二次来的时候，他的福音是会传遍整个以色列。
And when that is being,And when that is done, when the disciples are going through Israel just before the coming of the Lord, they will not have covered even all the cities of Israel before the Lord will have come.
他在这里讲到，他说在主耶稣基督来的时候，他的门徒会走遍以色列所有的城市。
This passage does not refer to that particular mission of the disciples at that time.
但是在这里的这一段几节的经文就是并不是讲出了当时的门徒所遇见的情况。
This passage is what in theology is called an eschatological passage, that is, it refers to the last things.
在这一节的经文里面，它是讲有关在最后一件事的时候。
So today we come to this passage of Matthew 10, verses 26 to 33.
在今天我们会看到马太福音第十章第26节至第33节。
And here we find an expression that comes again and again. The word fear not, the expression fear not, comes three times in this passage.
我哋喺呢度睇到有一句嘅经文系出现咗好多次，佢话叫你哋唔使惊慌呢一句经文喺呢几节里边系出现咗三次。
Now this expression, fear not, is don't be afraid, is very characteristic of the Gospels.
在这里说我们不要怕这句这三个字在圣经里面是有一个很大的意思。
It occurs 12 times in Matthew and Luke.
它是出现了12次在马太福音和路加福音那里这个不要怕是出现了12次。
And 7 of these times occurs in the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
是在七次之中，是在耶稣的教训之中是出现了。
Which shows that this word, fear not, is very important in the Lord's teaching.
所以我们在这里看到，在主耶稣的基督的教训里面，不要怕这三个字是相当的重要。
But why is it important?
但是为什么它是这么重要呢？
Because fear is the exact opposite of faith.
因为害怕就是信心的相反。
Faith and fear are always the exact opposites.
信心和害怕是绝对的相反。
I hope you bear that very closely in mind.
我希望你们对于这两个名词是深深地放在你们的脑海里面。
If you are afraid, that means you haven't got faith.
当你害怕的时候，你就不会有信心。
If you have faith, you will not be afraid.
如果你有信心的话，你永远不会有害怕。
That is a fundamental principle in scripture.
这就是圣经里面最基本的话语。
We live in a generation in a world full of fear.
我们是在一个充满恐惧的世代里面。
We live in a world that is full of nervous tension.
我们在这个世代里面，我们是有很充满了紧张。
You think about it.
你就可以想想它。
If you just consider how many millions of dollars worth of sedatives are being sold from the druggists, the chemists every year.
我们会可以看看我们在这个时代里面有多少百万的钱是放在那些毒品上面。
Today, 定身药 to sedative, that is to calm the nerves.
我们可以看到今天的世代里面，我们人类是花了多少钱在镇定剂上面。
To swallow these tablets in order to make you feel not so nervous, not so tense.
人类要用这么多的镇定剂，就是因为我们这个世代是充满了紧张的缘故。
Stress is a basic problem in medicine.
紧张这个字在医学上面是一个很重要的名词。
Many people have stomach ulcers and no end of illnesses which are actually due to fear and nervous tension.
有很多人他有胃病或者其他很多种的疾病都是为了因为生活紧张的缘故。
In Winnipeg recently I was talking to a surgeon, my dear brother in the Lord.
在温尼伯最近我是跟一个外科医生是讲过的。
He said, out of all the patients who come to see me for surgery,He said, in fact, 70% of their problems is not physical at all in its origin.
这个外科医生就对我说，他说在70%的人向他求诊之中，是有七成的人是并不是他们身体有病，而是太过紧张的缘故。
If you find what is the cause of these problems and illnesses, you find if you trace them back far enough, it's back to some kind of nervous stress,Some kind of fear.
当我们看到那70%的人来到我求诊的时候，你会看到当你是追寻他们病源的话，你会看到他们的毛病就是因为他们对于生活太过紧张的缘故。
How many people suffer from a sense of insecurity?
有多少人是为了因为没有安全感的事而恐惧。
And therefore, all these problems are deep rooted in the human character.
所以这些这问题是深深地在人类的脑海里面是埋藏了。
So that this doctor found, this surgeon found that what he had to do in 70% of the cases was to tell them about Christ.
所以在温尼伯这个外科医生就 说在70%的人之中，因为他们这么紧张的缘故，我只有可以跟他说就是神的话语。
And many people came to the Lord in his surgery.
亦都是因为这样的缘故，很多人就是成为了神的儿女。
I was talking to another doctor in Winnipeg.
在温尼伯那里，我亦都是跟其他一个医生讲过话。
Who had exactly the same feeling.
他亦都是有同样的感觉。
He said his own desire was really to go and preach the gospel after being a doctor for so long, he found that the needs of the people were much more spiritual than physical.
佢對我話：佢話我行醫咗咁多年之後，我而家真係好想放低我行醫嘅工作，要去傳揚福音，因為我睇到人喺精神上面所需要嘅醫治係比肉體上面所需要嘅醫治更加嘅緊張。
For this reason, I know quite a number of doctors who have practiced medicine for many years.And realized that the basic problem of people were spiritual, decided to give up medicine and preach the gospel instead.
亦都我喺睇到有好多醫生，佢哋喺學習做醫生嘅時候，佢哋都會睇到人類最基本嘅需要，唔係醫藥上面嘅醫治，而係靈魂上面嘅醫治。
Many of you have read the books of Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the great heart specialist in England.
我諗好多人都有睇到英國有一個好出名嘅心臟醫生嘅著作。
And you have seen that the same thing, he gave up medicine to preach the gospel, he devoted himself to the preaching of the gospel, because he saw that man's problem is precisely this, his need, his insecurity, his fears.
我们也会看到这个英国的医生，他放低了他医生的职位，而去传扬的福音，因为他看到人类的需要是在属灵上面的需要。
Until you heal man in his soul,You can go on healing his body endlessly. He'll be back in the same position again because often the physical illness is only a symptom of the spiritual illness. Take a very obvious example, the stomach ulcer. This stomach ulcer gets so bad that often the whole stomach or a part of it has to be cut away by surgery.
这个胃病是很紧要，而紧要到有一半的胃可能是要被割除了。
But what's the use? You cut away that part of the stomach, the real cause is the anxiety and the fear. By the time you've cut away that part of the stomach, it doesn't solve the problem because that person's fear and anxiety will still be there, and so in due time, the whole trouble starts again.
其實我哋有胃病嗰陣時候，割咗半個胃佢，亦都係無濟於事嘅。因為佢胃病嘅根源就係因為佢喺腦海裏邊佢有太大嘅慾望，因為呢個太大嘅慾望嘅緣故，令到佢有胃病。但係如果佢割咗半個胃佢嘅時候，佢亦都係唔能夠醫好佢嘅胃病，因為佢嘅病就係因為佢嘅慾望嘅緣故。
So faith is the only way out for mankind.
所以信心就是人类可以解决一切问题。
That is faith in Christ who has the power to save.
就是我们要对主耶稣有信心，而这个信心就是可以救人类的信心。
Now in this passage, the Lord Jesus speaks of three kinds of fear.
在这节经文里面，主耶稣基督是讲了给我们有三种不同的恐惧。
He says first in verse 26 to his disciples, Do not be afraid, for nothing that is covered,for nothing is covered that will not be revealed.
在马太福音第十章第二十六节那里，主耶稣基督是对他的门徒说，所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
What does that mean?
这一节经文是什么意思呢？
Well, to understand this, we have to see in the previous verse.
我们要知道这一节经文，我们要首先看下二十六节以上的经文先。
Where it says, It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household?
我们要解释二十六节这一节经文先，我们要首先看下第二十五节的经文。在这二十五节的经文，它是这样记载，学生和先生一样，仆人和主人一样，也就罢了。人既骂家主是别西福，何况他的家人呢？
What does this mean?
25节是什么意思呢？
What it's saying is this, since you are going to be my disciple and you're going to follow me, since because they attack me, they're going to attack you.
就是因为主耶稣基督对在25节经文里面就是这样解，他的门徒说，如果你是跟随我的话，如果你是做我的门徒的话，其他的人就会来攻击我，他攻击我的缘故，他也都是会同样的攻击你，因为你是我的门徒。
They're going to say bad things about you.
他们也都是会在你的前面讲你的坏话。
When the Lord Jesus was casting out demons by the power of God, they say, oh, he is working by the power of the devil.
当主耶稣基督是为人家赶鬼的时候，很多人就是说主耶稣基督是藉着鬼王的能力来赶鬼。
Now that is the worst thing you could say about a servant of God.
这种对于神的仆人来讲是一个很大的侮辱。
But nobody will have been in God's work for very long without being slandered and accused of one thing or another.
但是如果我们不是被这些人来诽谤和迫害的话，我相信
呢啲咁嘅人唔会成为神嘅儿女，成为得太耐。
And if you're afraid of being accused or slandered, you best not be in God's work.
如果你系害怕人哋毁谤你同埋迫害你嘅话，我可以同你讲，你唔好接受神嘅话语。
But this particular fear strikes us as a very deep place in our nature.
但系喺呢度嘅不要怕呢三个字，就喺我哋嘅。在我们的 人性上面是有一个很大的打击。
Because we always like people to think well of us.
因为我们经常都是想人第一个人对我们 是赞扬。
We want other people to have a good impression about us.
我们是想人家对我们是一个很好的印象。
Why do you think we put on a nice clothing, nice tie? We want people to think, oh, he's not bad. Look at the nice clothing he's got.
当我们穿着得很好的时候，当我们穿着一件外套的时候，打起一条领结的时候，我们都是想人家对我们一个有好的印象。
And so the way we behave is often designed to impress the other person as to how good we are. We like people to think well of us.
所以我们有很多时候，我们的行为，我们的表现都是想人家赞扬自己。
Our reputation means a lot to us.
我们的名誉对于我们来说是相当的重要。
I was listening to a program the other day.
在以前有一天，我是听到一个节目
，in which a number of girls were asked what worried them most about a number of choices。
在那个节目里面，有一群的少女是被问了一条的问题。
What would they like the boys to think about them？
他这一条问题就是说，对他们说，你们想那些男孩子对于你们最好的印象是什么呢
？And to the surprise of the boys。
出乎意料的答案就是
was that all of the girls were very concerned about their reputation.
这个出乎意料的答案就是说所有的少女他们都是喜欢都是对于他们的名誉是重要。
Among some of the choices were between easy love and things of this kind, and yet to the surprise of the boys, many of the boys thought the girls would choose some of the other choices, like easier love and so forth.And they are surprised the girls chose reputation.
在这个节目之中，在很多的问题之中，是相当的奇怪，就是那些少女选择名誉这个问题，是最认为他们是最重要的一个问题。
But that's not very surprising when you know that we always like people to speak well of us, to think well of us.
实在这个问题是一点都不奇怪，因为这个是人的特性，因为人类是想人家是赞扬自己的名誉。
Even those people who seem to behave disregarding other people's opinion, often the real reason is much deeper. Even those people who don't seem to care about what others think of them.
虽然有很多人他是不注重人家是怎样对他 的感想。
Still, these people in fact care about a particular group of what those people think of them.
但是在这些人之中，他们都是会为其中一小撮的人对于他们的感想来重要，来感觉到重视。
So it is the fear of being the odd man out.
所以这里就是有一个恐惧，这个恐惧就是会将你在人类之中被排斥了出来。
You just try and see, if you're in college, you try being a Christian there, and immediately you feel you're the odd man out.
你会看到当我们在我们的学院里面当我们是承认自己一个基督徒的话我可以 对于你们说你们都有一个经验是被人家排斥了出来的经验
Do you dare to say that you are a Christian when you are in your office?
你敢不敢在你的公司里面说你是一个基督徒呢
Do you dare to witness for Christ?
你会不会为主耶稣基督做出的见证
Why don't you dare to do these things? Because you are afraid
为什么你不喜欢做这些事呢就是因为你有一个害怕的 心情
And I say again, where there is fear, there is not faith
我可以跟你们说当你是有恐惧怕的时候你就没有信心
The person who has faith is not afraid
当一个人有信心的时候他永远都不会害怕
And then we have another kind of fear the fear of death
在这里就是有另外一个恐惧就是死亡的恐惧
I should say first in verse 26 the point of that is thisDon't be afraid of being slandered and attacked because the truth will be made known by God.
我在马太福音第十章第二十八节那里是讲到我们不要为害怕的事我们不要为受迫害的事和为死亡的事而害怕因为真正的事会在神的面前是显露了出来。
There the Lord Jesus says, nothing that is hidden, nothing that is covered will not be revealed. Everything will be revealed. The truth will be known.
在这里主耶稣基督就会讲到被跟我们讲到说没有一件事是不被显露了出来的只有真实 只有真实的字亦在最后亦都是会显露出来。
So since you know that God will reveal the truth, why be afraid of what people say at the moment?
所以在这里我们既然知道神是会有一天是将真理是讲给我们知道的时候，我们为什么要怕其他的人呢？
That means to say, if you have confidence that God will do this, if you have faith that God will do this, you wouldn't be afraid.
所以我们在这里看到，当我们对神是有信心，对我们对神是有一个很大的信心的时候，我们对什么事情都不会害怕。
Take for example this, you are afraid to show that you are a Christian in your college.
我们可以看一个举例，就是说当我们在我们 的学校里面，我们害怕将自己叫做基督徒。
But if you had confidence that the truth will reveal what it means to be a Christian, on the day of judgment, Christians and non-Christians will be revealed, you wouldn't be afraid. You'd be saying, it's going to be revealed, the truth will be revealed, so I'm going to declare myself now.
所以但是当我们回心一想，我们会想到在审判日的时候，基督徒和非基督徒都 会被上帝是斥明了出来。如果我们想到这件事情的时候，我们就不会害怕我们现在在人的面前承认自己是一个基督徒。
Well, if you are afraid to witness to somebody about Christ, you say, if I talk to him about Christ, then what do you think of me? Religious fanatics. I don't want to be thought of as a religious fanatic.
亦都是有另外一个问题，你可以想到，如果你说我跟其他的非基督徒是讲神的福音的时候，会是怎样呢？你会不会人家会对你一个印象，就是 你是一个迷信的人的印象呢？
But one day if you realize that the truth is going to be revealed, and as we said last week, if that person will say one day to you, you knew the truth, why didn't you tell me? Now the facts have come out, why didn't you tell me at the time?
在这里我们会看到真理是始终都是有一天是表扬了出去的时候，我们就在这里不用害怕跟人讲神的福音了。好像在刚才的例子里面，我们对我们的朋友不够胆讲神的福音的时候，在审判的日子的时候，那个朋友会控告我们，说我们为什么不同他传扬神的话语，因为我们已经知道这件是真千真万确的事来的。
The second point then is that in verse 28, the fear of death.
在第二个不用害怕的字就在第十章第十八节那里出现了，就是说害怕身体的死亡。
This is another fear that keeps many people in bondage, as we read in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 15.
在这里我们这句句子对于人来说是有一个很大的害怕，好像在希伯来书第二章第十五节那里也是将这个这样的问题是详细地讲了出来。
The fear of death is much wider than just dying physically, being shot or something like this.
身体的死亡是一个是有相当深的意思。
The fear of death can, for example, mean the fear of losing one's life in this world. That is, for example, losing your job, losing your place in this world. This in scripture is also called dying.
在这里不要为死亡而害怕，这几个字的解释就是说，我们在这个世界上面，我们会为自己的肉身死亡而惊慌，会为我们失业的事情而惊慌，也都会为很多这个俗世的事情而惊慌。
So that at the end, later on in this chapter, we'll read these.
在这一章的经文在最后到来完结的时候，在三十九节那里也讲得很清楚，在马太福音第十章第三十九节那里是这样的，得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
The Lord Jesus says, if you try to save your life, you will lose it. If you lose your life for my sake, you will get it.
在这里主耶稣基督对我们说，如果我们 为我们的生命而太过恐惧的时候，我们始终都会有一天将我们的生命丧失了，但如果你是为我而丧失生命的话，你会有一天得着生命。
So if I want to gain my life, I have to lose it.
所以这里主耶稣基督对我们说，如果我们要得生命的话，我们首先要将我们的生命丧失。
What does that mean? That I rush out and get somebody to shoot me?
这个是什么意思呢？我这个的意思是不是我立刻跑出街要人家一枪打死我呢？
So that I can say, I died for Christ, now I gain my life.
我是不是因为我做了这个缘故的时候，我就大声疾呼地说，我为神已经死了，我是再一次这样得着生命。
We only think like this if we think of losing one's life only in the physical sense, losing my life physically, that is dying.
我们这里看到，如果死亡的意思只是说身体的死亡的话，
But losing one's life in the Bible means that one is giving up one's whole life for Christ day by day.
在圣经里面的 选择生命的意思就是说，我们要为主耶稣基督而一日一日这样将身体来放得。
That's what the Lord Jesus says of taking the cross daily.
这里也是好像主耶稣基督对我们说，每一日要将十字架负起。
That is the dying every day.
这个将十字架扶起的意思就是一天一天这样为主而死亡。
Now this fear of dying is something. This fear of dying in everyday life is a great problem to many Christians.
对于很多基督徒来说，每一天的死亡对于很多基督徒来说是一个很大的恐惧。
Many people will not serve the Lord. Why? Because they are fear of dying.
有很多人不够胆为神来侍奉，就是因为他们对于死亡是有一个很大的恐惧。
They want to maintain their good standard of living.
他们要为他们生活 的水准来努力。
This is another fear that prevents many people from having faith.
就是因为他们太过注重他们的生活的缘故，所以他们 是 很不够胆地将神的话语来传扬出来。
Now, the third kind of fear is the fear that is spoken of in verse 29 onwards.
另外一种的恐惧就是在这里29章那里开始。
It is, here the Lord Jesus says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them falls to the ground without your father? So even the hairs on your head are numbered.
在这里第29节那里是讲到，他说两个麻雀不是买一分银子么？若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
Here is the picture of a sparrow that is wounded, hurt, and falling to the ground.
在这里我们看到一个举例，就是说有一只麻雀是受了伤而来坠落地的时候。
Now the sparrows were being sold in the marketplaces in Jerusalem. People used to eat sparrows. I think the Cantonese people do that too sometimes.
在耶路撒冷当时的情况，麻雀是在街市里面是售卖的。人类当时的犹太人是对于食麻雀是有一个习惯。
And in China, there was a time when they were knocking all the sparrows down because it said they ate too much rice. And so there were a lot of sparrows to be eaten at the time, those that were shut down or knocked down in one way or another.
在中国也是有这样的情况，在中国人在有一年的其中一个季节，他们将所有的麻雀是会尽量打下来，因为他们认为那些麻雀是吃得太多五谷。
Two sparrows are sold for one penny. They're very cheap. So if you're very poor, the poor people would buy the sparrows to eat.
在这里我们看到圣经说两个麻雀只是买一分钱的，这个一分钱是一个相当低的价钱，所以就算是穷的人也都买得起。
In Luke, we learn that five sparrows are sold for two pennies.
在路加福音我们看到五只麻雀买一分银。
That means to say that's even cheaper. That if you buy two, you have to pay one penny.But for two pennies, you can get five, so it's cheaper by the dozen.
我们在这里会看到路加福音那里说两个麻雀是买一分银，而在马太福音那里是说两个麻雀卖一分银，而在路加福音那里就说五只麻雀是卖两分银。所以我们看到路加福音的叙述讲出麻雀的价值更加的便宜。
So who said that this bulk purchase is cheaper only in these days? That was practiced long ago.
所以我们会看到当时 的麻雀的价钱是很低。
So we find that here it speaks about how did these sparrows get brought to the market? They were shot down usually with catapults.
我们会在这里看到两个麻雀是被在街市那里出卖，就是两个麻雀是被人打了下来。
And of course the bird would be hurt usually. You don't shoot, they didn't have guns in those days, so how do you get a sparrow? You use a catapult, the 弹弓, you shoot it down.
我们会看到这个麻雀是受伤了才是拿到街市那里出卖。当时拿这个麻雀出卖的时候它已经是受了伤，当时的人是找那些三叉来打麻雀。
Normally, of course a catapult doesn't kill the sparrow straight away. So the point here is that of injury.
我们会看到一个阿叉是打不死一只麻雀的，但是会打伤它。
When it drops down, then they kill it, of course.
当然当那只麻雀受伤坠了落地下的时候，人那个人即刻会杀死它。
Many people say, I'm not afraid to die, but I'm afraid to get hurt.
有很多人说，我不会为死亡的事而恐惧，但是我会为受伤的事而害怕。
And here again, the Lord Jesus says, don't be afraid of that.
所以主耶稣基督在这里对我们说，我们不用为这些事来惊慌。
Don't be afraid of those who kill the body or hurt the body, but be afraid of God who has power to destroy both body and soul.
喺呢度，耶稣基督对我哋话：我哋唔好为因为有人要杀害我哋嘅身体，要杀害要伤害我哋嘅身体嘅缘故而害怕。我哋只系要害怕嘅就系神，因为神可以毁灭我哋嘅身体，亦都更重要嘅一点可以毁灭我哋嘅灵魂。
So what are your fears？
所以我哋嘅恐惧系咩咧
？Every person has some kind of fear。
每一个人都有佢唔同种类嘅恐惧。
These fears will come into one of these categories, but there are always some kind of fear。
种类可以喺呢啲咁嘅恐惧可以喺唔同情况嘅时候出现，但系人类始终都系有恐惧。
If you want to have faith, the first thing is let God search your hearts to find out what are the fears that are hiding in your heart。
如果你系对神有信心嘅嗰阵时候，你首先要用神进入你嘅身体里边，将你嘅恐惧嚟揾咗出嚟，而将佢嚟排出，将你体内一切嘅恐惧嚟排出。
If we could write down everybody's fears, there would be a very, very long list of them。
当我哋要写低人类所有嘅恐惧嘅时候，佢呢一个咁嘅步骤，将系一个好复杂而好冗长嘅步骤。
There are some girls who are afraid they will not be able to find a husband。
有啲人嘅恐惧就系话，好似一个少女嘅恐惧自己揾唔到丈夫。
Some boys who are afraid they can't get a good wife。
亦都对于男孩子嚟讲，佢亦都系恐惧佢哋唔能够得到一个好嘅太太。
Some people are afraid that they might not be able to finish their studies。
对于学生嚟讲，佢哋嘅恐惧就系佢哋将会唔能够完成佢哋嘅学业。
They can't pass their exams。
佢亦都係恐懼佢唔會係考試及格。
Some people have visa fears. What if I can't stay on in this country?
對於嗰啲學生護照嘅人，佢亦都係有一個好大嘅恐懼，就係恐懼佢哋嘅護照唔能夠延期，所以唔能夠逗留喺呢個國家。
People are fear about the future. What will happen to me if I can't find a job when I graduate?
人类好多人会为佢嘅前途而恐惧，好多学生佢话佢哋恐惧佢哋毕业之后揾唔到一份工作。
If we could write down all your fears, my, that would be a very, very long list。
咁嘅情况之下，当我哋要写低我哋所有嘅恐惧嘅时候，呢一张咁嘅账目就将会系一张好长好长嘅账目。
The first step, if you want to move on into faith, is to let God search your heart, say, Lord, what are the fears that are crippling my spiritual life?
当你要在你的基督徒生命上面长进的话，你首先要求神将你心里面的恐惧来找了出来。
I know of many non-Christians who say they don't dare to become Christians because they are afraid they cannot live the Christian life. That's another fear.
我听见很多非基督徒也是说他们不想成为一个基督徒，他们也是因为他们害怕自己不能够生活出一个基督徒的榜样，这个恐惧就是他们的恐惧。
They must go on to faith.
他们首先要有信心
to know God's power to enable them to live the Christian life。
他们首先要看到神的大能，还有要对神的大能有信心。
There are some people who are afraid of in such a way that they, all their life they never become Christians。
有很多人因为他们有太大的恐惧的时候，他们一生人都不能够成为一个基督徒。
So some people say I'll become Christians just before I die。
所以很多人他说我会在我死的前一刻我会成为一个基督徒。
Because after I get baptized and I commit sins, what is going to happen to me?
他们要在他们死亡之前来受浸，就是他们认为如果我太早受浸的那时候，我受浸了之后而再犯罪的时候会是怎样呢？
The problem is you don't know when you're going to die。
这个问题就是说我们不知道我们几时才死。
If we were so good as to be able to know which day we will die, we could postpone our coming to the Lord just to 5 minutes before we die.
如果人类对于他们在哪一刻而死亡的话，我想很多人都会在他死亡前5分钟才接受主的救恩。
But I suspect that people who think like this really are thinking of this, that they are afraid they can't enjoy the world when they become Christians.
我知道很多人他有这样的想法的时候，都是表扬了他们，因为他们觉得当他们成为了基督徒之后，他对这个世界上面一切的享受会消失了。
Just think of this, when my friend invite me to go to the dance party and I'm a Christian, I can't go to the dances, what a great loss, I better become a Christian just before I die, that would be alright.
这些人就会想到他们有一个很大的损失，好像他们成为了基督徒之后，而他的朋友要叫他一个舞场的时候，他因为会觉得自己是一个基督徒而不能够去这个舞场，所以他觉得在人生上面是一个很大的损失。
Or maybe I can't go to the cinema.And there is an exciting cinema going on, and I'm a Christian, I can't see the cinema, and all my friends are getting excited. Oh, no, 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 I wait till I die, then I become a Christian.
呢個人亦都係會諗佢因為同埋咗基督徒嘅緣故，而唔能夠去睇其中嘅一套電影。呢套可能係一個好精彩嘅電影。
Although maybe there's a very pretty girl, you see, who's not a Christian, and I'm a Christian, and I can't marry the non-Christian. Oh, what a loss. I have to marry an ugly Christian instead of a beautiful non-Christian. Oh, very serious problem.
呢個另外一個例子，亦都係會話呢一個基督徒，佢會愛上咗一個好美麗嘅非基督徒，但因為佢自己係一個基督徒，而嗰個少女係非基督徒嘅緣故，因為呢個關係佢哋唔能夠結婚，所以佢或者只係可以係娶一個好醜陋嘅基督徒，佢就會覺得即係要娶一個咁嘅基督徒，亦都係一個好大嘅損失。
So it's better I marry a beautiful non-Christian and I become a Christian just before I die. I still go to heaven. That's okay. That's just right.
呢個人會諗，不如咁啊！我而家即係同嗰個飛機都逃結婚，喺我未死前嘅五分鐘，我受咗主嘅救恩，咁我咪可以得救咯。
Or simply when I become a Christian and all my friends laughing at me, this guy has become a Christian. Another nutcase there.
我亦都係喺另外一個情況，就係話，當一個人成為咗基督徒嘅時候，佢嘅朋友會嘲笑佢。
And so it's better. 5 minutes before I die, I don't have to have anybody laughing at me. I can have a beautiful wife. I can go to the cinema. It's just right.
所以好多人佢又願意喺佢死亡之前五分鐘成為一個基督徒，因為佢覺得咁樣喺佢人生之中，佢可以有一個好美麗嘅太太，可以去睇佢所中意睇嘅電影，亦都可以去同埋佢嘅朋友去跳舞。
So I can have the best of both worlds. I can get to heaven and I can still have all the good things in this world. I'm very clever, you see.
呢啲人就會諗到，我咁樣做嘅話，我可以得到天國嘅永生，我亦都可以享受到呢個世界上面所有嘅享受。
In fact, many of these fears, like so much of fear, has no foundation at all.
其實有好多呢啲咁嘅害怕係喺全無基礎上面害怕。
There is the idea that Christians may not go to a dance or a cinema, all those kind of ideas, where did you get it from? Is that from the Bible?
其實他們害怕說害怕一個基督徒不能夠去舞院，不能夠基督徒去看戲，或者這些東西在聖經裡面是找不到的。
I don't mean to say that it's very good for Christians to go to dance halls, but there is no law against it either. When the Apostle Paul said, all things are lawful to me, a Christian is free to do anything.
我哋都係睇到保羅曾經講過，佢話每一件事對於我嚟講都係合法嘅。
But not all things are profitable.
但係並唔係每一件事對於我哋都係有益處。
And therefore, the Christian decides on what is profitable and not profitable, not whether he is allowed or not allowed.
所以我哋基督徒嚟講，我哋對於每一件事情嘅選擇，就係要睇對自己有冇益處嘅選擇，並唔係話要睇自己可唔可以做嘅事。
I hope that every Christian understands this principle.
我希望每一個基督徒都係明白呢一個咁嘅理由。
As a Christian, I am free to go to the dance hall anytime.
我係一個基督徒，我係有自己嘅自由去到舞會裏面跳舞。
But I consider that it is not very much for my good, not much for anybody else's good. So I don't go for that reason, not because I'm not allowed to, because I don't want to go.
其實我哋去另外一個基督徒唔去跳舞嘅緣故，就我哋覺得我哋去跳舞對於我哋冇益，而唔係話我哋唔能夠去跳舞。